Rockies 102.9, The Hog presents another Bob and Brian podcast.
This Bob and Brian On Demand is brought to you by Mountain Dew. Mountain Dew exhilarates and quenches with its one-of-a-kind great taste. Mountain Dew, this is how we do.
You're all idiots. I'm an idiot because, as you said in the lead-in, Brian, I learned about IP67. Do you know what IP67 means?
No.
Okay.
No, not the foggiest idea.
Well, foggy. That's the key word, foggy. My beautiful iPhone 8 front camera lens is now hopelessly fogged.
What?
Uh-huh. You know why? Because, like an idiot, see, this is where I'm an idiot.
Okay.
I had heard, hey, these new iPhones are now waterproof. Great.
Oh, who told you that?
Someone on the internet, Twitter. A guy walking down the street. The guy tried to sell me weed. I don't know. Hey, man, want some weed? No. Hey, that iPhone 8, waterproof. Go have fun. Okay.
So where'd you put it where?
In the water.
In the water.
Pool or ocean?
In the pool. In the pool.
Because you were going to capture some.
Well, I just thought.
Action.
Yeah, I thought, oh, this is cool now. I've got, because I use my, these cameras are so good now on phones. I use it for just a lot of B-roll and cutaway shots for the video. And you always have your camera with you, or you always have your phone with you for the most part. They say the best camera in the world is the one you have with you. That's an old photographer saying.
Okay.
So this camera, this phone, I've used it a lot. What? Siri is talking to me.
I heard that.
And you answered her. What? Like, you have to.
Go away, Siri.
It's kind of like, let me tell you about waterproof. She's trying to tell you.
Right.
It's not her fault.
Yeah. So I had just heard that it was waterproof. So I said, okay, let's take it out in the water. And I didn't even get it underwater for more than a couple of seconds. What are you laughing about,
man? I just assume you were smarter than this. Yeah. It's just so stupid that you, of all people.
I just assumed it was going to be okay.
Yeah.
And it wasn't underwater. They say that these are rated for up to 28 minutes submerged, and they should still come out fine, in theory.
28 minutes?
28
a time?
Minutes.
A
like,
time?
I could throw my – well, you could throw yours because I don't have an 8. I have a 6. I could throw it – like, somebody, you thought you could take your 8, throw it in the pool, go get something to drink, maybe have a smash, do
come
your
back.
Elbow flush. Yeah.
Right. No, I didn't think that because I hadn't done the research yet.
Okay.
I had just heard anecdotally, oh, the 8 is now waterproof. So it wasn't underwater for more than maybe a minute. I mean, I got the requisite bikini underwater shots I was looking for, and I was done. Wait a minute.
That's where I was going. What did you? That's where I was kind of going before with, well, what were you going to get underwater?
Yeah.
Right.
And I, you know, I took it out, and then later on that day, I'm like, damn, why is this foggy? And I'm wiping and everything. And then sure enough, I put a flashlight on it, and it's in there.
It's
condensation.
Under the glass.
And everything I read says you're basically screwed. If you don't have Apple Care, which I don't, because I normally take care of my equipment.
Yeah.
So this is shaping up to be an $800 lesson.
Call Batteries Plus.
Stupid. Really? Batteries Plus?
Well, they do. They'll put in new glass. They'll put in a new battery.
You would think they'd be able to pop the cover off of this and just
air
it out.
Yeah.
And I'd be good to go. So when I was researching it after the phone was ruined, Brian, I learned
that's
about.
That's a good time to do it.
Perfect time.
That's when like 90% of research goes on. After it's ruined.
That's right. It's like Google searching divorce attorneys after being caught with hookers.
Right. You didn't think about that before.
Yeah, how does this work, actually? What are my lines of defense? So there's an internet, like it's called ingress progression of water rating. And the 6-7, the 6 refers to the dust rating, and the 7 refers to the water rating. And there's a international scale of devices that can withstand certain amounts of water penetration.
Okay.
Bet you didn't know that, man of science.
No idea. Yeah, so there's some big consortium out there.
That tests these things.
That has a big tank of water.
Yes.
Well, what do we throw it in there today?
Right.
All right.
Yeah. And if they had thrown Warren's ankles into the water to see how long it would take to get burned.
Not rated for,
it would have had an IP rating of like 0.
Right.
So I don't know if this is ever going to clear up. Probably not. Hopefully it will before the trip is over, because this is my pride and joy.
So you just quoted science, but you're counting on hope. Your hope.
Yes, exactly.
There's no science behind it, just I hope it clears up. Why do you?
It's like a medical condition. You're praying that it goes away,
right,
or goes into remission.
And why do you think? Why are you hoping Saturday is the deadline? That's the end of the trip.
I would like for it to come, sooner, because I like to take videos.
Right. But you're willing to wait till Saturday before what?
Oh no! If it's not cleared up by the time I get home, I'm going right to the Apple Store on Saturday.
Are you going
night.
To? Are you going to do this? Are you going to go to the Apple Store with your phone and go, I don't know what happened. I picked
Can
it up this morning.
It? You're good at returning things. Yeah. You return stuff all the time.
Well, here's how I envision the conversation going. Hi, my phone here, the camera got a little bit wet, not much.
No, don't even say that. Through no fault of my own, this fogged up. I don't know what happened.
Right. What the hell? You're making these crappy phones. Stupid phones. Here. Just give me a new one.
I didn't spend $800 to have this happen.
So when they open it up and look through the underwater pictures, though. You're probably kind of.
Boy, never thought about
Did
that.
Did you have this underwater? No, I didn't.
No.
Someone sent me those.
No, those are from another camera. So, I will then present it to them, and they'll be all pleasant, like, oh, yeah, sure, let us look you up in the system here. And then it's going to be like, oh, I'm sorry, sir, we see that you don't have AppleCare. Now, in the future, if you would like AppleCare, it costs this much a year, and it'll protect you. And I'll be like, no, just give me a new phone. Too much talking, blah, 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 phone me. Phone me, Apple.
Sure. Do your best Steve Carell.
Blah, 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 blah. Okay, just give me the phone.
Yeah.
And then they would say, well, it's not covered for water damage. It's only other damage. And then I would say, okay, bam, and I'd smash it.
There, I'll replace it.
I'd spike it like a football and say, okay, now you can fix it. Not worried about the water. It's broken into 20 pieces.